And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
That's twice I haven't been quite loud enough in 2 weeks. That's all right, it's fine, wasn't it? Not your fault, just how it worked out. I said Gooper, Gooper too quickly. Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we haven't got a word of the week again. If you do have any ideas for words of the week, do email them to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, word of the week. This is the Chop Tops.
It is.
Or as discussed in Podcast Alley, the Chop Tops.
Chop Tops.
Chop Tops. Oh, Chop Tops. They're going to be in the UK soon.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I will definitely be going. Oh, did I tell you, the Reverend Horton Heat are playing in July?
No.
Yeah, at the Astoria.
Oh, right, cool.
I am currently off.
Right.
I think I'll probably be working that night, but I recommend...
What night is it?
Saturday night, I think.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Friday or Saturday, but I recommend that anyone who gets a chance to go and see the Reverend Horton Heat goes. And did I tell you that I've got Stray Cats tickets for September?
No.
For their farewell tour, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Wednesday night, they're doing 2 dates. They're doing the Brixton Academy in London, where they played before.
Right.
But they're also doing Manchester University, I think.
Okay.
But it's a bit of an
it's
odd.
Quite random.
It's a bit of an odd choice for the other gig. I can't remember where it is exactly. But again, if you only see one gig in your life, go and see the Stray Cats, because it's their farewell tour. I don't think we'll see them again in this country.
Okay.
So, and I went to their 25th anniversary. This is the 30th. Well, that's 5 years.
Wow.
I went to their 25th and absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
They're just so good, yeah. Oh, hello.
Whoops. Oh, so close.
So close there. So close. Oh, it's all right. I've stopped it. I've done well.
Okay.
Oh, that was weird, actually, because we finished the Chop Tops and then we nearly went into a Chop Tops bed.
Oh.
We would have stayed Chop Toppy. This is the first track, mate. And this is The Chords. I like this a lot as well.
Excellent.
This is the Planet Smashers. That was The Chords. And what have I just done with the thing. Here we go. Now, they're not. It is on Captain Oi, but it's on the section of the Captain Oi label called Captain Mod. And this is the Chords, the Mod Singles Collection, which is a reissue. They were first in, like, late 70s. 1979, 1980 sort of time. And it's a fabulous compilation. Really, really good. It's like, it's what you've just heard was track two.
Right.
Don't Go Back. But it's all like that. It's all kind of the jam and sort of deal.
Yeah.
Just really, really good stuff. So what I want to know is, Tony, because I haven't found their MySpace page yet, what is the MySpace page of their record label?
MySpace.com/CaptainMod?
No, it's MySpace.com/CaptainOi. Oh. This is the same thing for the whole lot. I have been a bit cheeky there, but you're going to get a bonus point.
Okay.
That I'll tell you about after the next song. So at the moment, it's probably being Internet 1, Tony Neil, but okay, it's effectively 1-1.
Right.
It's almost like the away goals rule for something you said last week.
Okay.
I know nice. That might be a bit mysterious, but it'll make sense. It'll make sense. A great way to get in touch with us, speaking of MySpace, is, of course, MySpace. MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. If you are already our friend, please do remember to leave us a comment, and if you're not, feel free to add us, as long as you're a listener or a band. We don't want sort of randoms.
No.
But then if you're not a listener or a band, you won't know I've just said that.
Good point.
I didn't really think that through, did I? so anyway, please do, because quite frankly, mate, we've been very low on comments of late.
Have we?
I've actually written a note. We normally do the best five, don't we?
Yes.
What I've got written on my MySpace latest comments page is all the comments are shit.
Nice.
And just four. Actually, one of them is shit. One of them's the right idea. But we've just had loads of sort of things advertising
spam.
Gigs and that. No, not really spam, but...
Okay.
But not actual comments from listeners. So if there's something you'd like to say to us, what better week than to tell us about it than on MySpace? Here comes the first one. Just passing by to say hello. Long time without the internet. Always a pleasure to hear you, mates. Cheerio, Radio Benjamin.
Benjamin?
Yeah, Benjamin. Who I think was who did the other thing the other week.
Okay.
Now, this one was quite good. It's actually an ad for Frenzy of Tongs, a new song they've got on their page. So it says, you like apples? Frenzy of Tongs present Haunted, new song info on the page. Well, how do you like them apples? Oh, not very much. Sorry then. Frenzy of Tongs.
Nice.
Punk parable number one. A little kid was being punished and forced to pick up scrap metal at the shop and put it in the recycle bin by his dad for not being honest. And after he threw like four pieces of heavy metal away, the kid started yelling, I swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And his dad said, keep picking it up. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
GE, we bring good things to light. For more prophetic punk rock parables, PayPal donations to saunders.standupstrategy@gmail.com. Brian. Brian Saunders. I wonder if that's the Brian Saunders.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might be, but that is a good one. He did send me a couple of things through as MySpace messages as well, but I've refused to read them out on principle that
Mr.
Brain Sander, you know damn well, you've got to email them to us for them to be read out.
Oh,
so,
right.
Or leave them on a comment on there, but not not MySpace messages. Quite frankly, there is no point anybody sending us a MySpace message if they want it read out on the show, because they just get lost, because we get so many each day, each and every day. And although I'm thankful for them, we lose them, and I don't get the time to sort them out. So if there's something that you want us to read out, make sure you do it in one of the ways that we ask, which is either on the MySpace page or on Podcast Alley or via email, etc., etc. Right, that was quite sensible by me.
Yep.
Podcast Alley.
Okay. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. But as always, we can always use more.
We certainly could.
And the best way to vote, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. In fact, read all of them out.
Oh, and also, when you vote and leave the comments, say what your favourite band's been.
Of course, yeah. Because as played the other week, we do play the favourites every so often.
And I've just realised that Haunted, that I said is a new song, is actually on this CD.
Ah, okay.
That I'm playing next. I realise I haven't told you what it is yet.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, Paul.
Punky is the shit.
It is.
There, Tony.
I'm glad they put the in there.
Yeah. There, Tony. It's not involved, and you don't have to struggle over my words. Right on for playing Kinker from Alan from Canardon. Sorry that, but that was...
Arden.
It was a very drunken night, and my eyes weren't working properly. It was very hard to read that comment the other week.
What's that got to do with anything? Oh, what, when you were trying to read out the other one?
Yeah.
When we were hammered?
Yeah.
We were hammered.
Yeah. More Dave Grave. That's all. More Dave Grave. That's from Chris Moonlight. Thank you.
Absolutely fair enough, Chris Moonlight. And you did get a bit more Dave Grave on one of the... Was it last week or the week before?
The week before, I think.
Week before, yeah. I'm so drunk, I can't remember.
I can't. Amazingly good. The best reason to have ears that I can think of. That's from James McDonald. Thank you very much.
James, that is praise indeed.
Yeah. I wear glasses, so I have to have ears for that reason as well. But, you know. Magic. Known for uniting fans and glands across the lands. So Ooh. We all agree. Punky Radio or Magic. Good luck to the Forest for promotion. Spoonie,
well done, man. Because we all agree. Nottingham Forest or Magic. That's what he's on about.
Oh, right, okay.
He's singing that. Wow, that is an old... Oh, well done, Spoonie. And of course, we all agree. Punky Radio or Magic. We have been promoted, my friend. We are indeed Magic. You would.
Above Division 1, apparently.
That's right.
Yeah.
We are in the championship.
Find the comment.
Oh, I'm popping.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Hey, I've stopped that. You see?
Very well done.
Yeah.
Hey, up me ducks. Been a while since I tuned in.
This is another fantastic Nottingham saying.
Yeah. Hey, up me ducks.
Yeah. Hey, up me duck.
Hey, up me ducks.
No, right.
Been a while since I tuned in. My psycho missus has popped out another sprog, and we've called her Butch Tony after her daddy. And I thought he was gay. No. Still annoyed at the Yanks using incorrect date format. Tell them to sort it out, please.
Sort it out, please.
Nice to catch up anyway, you hairy cock-stroking ferret fiddlers.
Oh, that's a nice
finish. Love, Poco.
Hey!
It's been a while since Poco appeared.
It has been a while. But that's because he's been busy breeding.
Apparently so.
His missus is nice.
Yeah, psycho, though. And apparently carrying my baby, which is a surprise to me.
Well, she's not like me, because I kept saying she was a leather.
Yeah.
But as discussed, this show loves lesbianism.
Yeah.
It's her fault for on her MySpace page having a photograph of her in her pants. That's how it all started.
Happy day, yeah.
Did you say happy days? What were you on about there? Happy days.
Watch myself.
Right, next song. Should we do the next song?
Yeah.
This is Frenzy of Tongs. I kind of gave that away a bit. And this is when you get your point back. Because last week I said their MySpace page was myspace.com/frenzyoftongs.
Yes.
And you incorrectly guessed at the time.
The Frenzy of Tongs.
And it is myspace.com/thefrenzyoftongs.
Oh, it is?
So basically, I'm not even going to ask you for it. You just write this week.
Okay.
Because I got it wrong last week.
Wow.
I would still have beaten you last week.
Yes. Yeah.
But it would have been closer. It would have been closer. So at the moment, it's Paulie B and the Internet one. Tony won by default. This is Frenzy of Tongs, and this is your life. Isn't that interesting?
Safe, cause terrible things are happening. The world's not a pretty place. So lock the doors and bottle wins and keep yourself inside. Be dangerous to live your life and see the other way high. Convince yourself, there's no point. Convince yourself, it's not a time. Convince yourself, it's gonna happen. Convince yourself, you're gonna die. Pepper with food, cane water, it gets a bit too much. Eventually dive on cause you're afraid to eat lunch. Afraid to shop at certain stores with certain agencies. Had treated things with chemicals and spawns to really. Convince yourself, it's gonna happen. Convince yourself, it's a matter of time. Convince yourself, there's no avoiding. Convince yourself, you're gonna die.
Test of the emergency broadcasters. This is only a test. convince yourself. Matter of time, convince yourself. No blame, convince yourself. You're gonna die.
Your life isn't that interesting.
It's quite interesting, though.
It is, yeah.
It has its moments.
I hope we have got the titles of these right, because I know that they've written the songs in a funny order and that, and funny numbered, but cheeky, I think that's right.
I think so.
I think that's right. Anyway, that was Frenzy of Tongs from their 6-track EP that they very kindly sent us with some stickers and a couple of T-shirts, one of which we're giving away in a competition. We set up the competition last week. If you'd like a chance to win the competition, you have to send your answer to the following poser to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Frenzy of Tongs Competition. Hey, that was smoothly done by me, wasn't it? The question is, what was the title of last week's track?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll have to listen to last week's show if you would like a chance to win that T-shirt. And the closing date for entries will be this Sunday.
Right. Yes.
Won't it?
It will be.
Is that right, or will it be this Friday?
This Friday.
It's going to be this Friday,
this
isn't
Friday,
it?
Yeah.
The closing date for entries is this Friday, so get your skates on. Right. There are many ways to listen to this show. Are there not, Mr. Tony?
There are.
First and foremost, if you go to punkyradio.com, and you can just click on the latest show.
You can download always the latest show from the front page.
Latest show from the front page. If you want more shows than the latest one, then you have a series of options. For example, Podcast Alley, where we are, you can get...
Quite a few. 10, I think.
At least 10, isn't it?
At least 10.
And then, that's podcastally.com, and then you just type in Punky and you'll find it there. Or our lovely sponsors, BT Pod Show. You can get us there, and there's more to do on there, isn't there? It's kind of, you can set up a radio station or something.
You can create a profile, set your own radio station up with your favourite podcasts.
Right, okay.
And do your own podcast if you want to as well.
And that's punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
It is.
It's quite nice setting up the radio player thing, because it saves you. You don't actually have to sort of download everything, do you?
You can just go on the page.
Listen there and then.
Yeah.
Other ways to do it. How else can you do it?
You can subscribe at iTunes.
Subscribing at iTunes. I would suggest that's probably the way.
It's the best way of doing it.
That we'd like you to do the most. In fact.
Yeah. Subscribe at iTunes, and whilst you're there, you can review us. Please do. 5 stars only, people.
5 stars only.
And again, iTunes will go back to 4th of April 2006.
Right, so you can get a lot of shows on there.
Over 2 years worth of Punky.
Wow.
For free.
And it is free.
For free.
That's very lucky, isn't it, really?
Hmm.
I think we should start charging.
I would like to.
Although that's not the first time I've said that.
Okay.
There's also the small matter of internet radio stations.
Yeah.
And do check out wickedradio.org or hussyskunk.com, that both play us more than once a week.
Yeah.
And they also play fantastic music. Wicked Radio has got some other podcasts on it as well.
Yeah.
And is run by the inspired Evil Deshi. And Hussy Skunk is a kind of ska punky sort of station that...
Didn't they have more shows as well? Podcasts?
What do you mean? Yeah, well, they have one or two other sort of specialist shows, don't they?
Yeah.
But that is primarily a music station.
Yeah.
And we're very, very glad to be on it. And by the way, hello, listeners on Wicked Radio and Hussy Skunk, because we always forget to say it. And then, if you're really weird, you can always check us out on Second Life.
Apparently so.
Which I am still looking into. I want to be on there. I've got a profile on there. Trafalgar Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't log in. I want to go and listen to us, because we've got our own studio on Trent Island.
Yeah.
Basically, for those of you that use Second Life, if you go to Trent Island, T-R-E-N-T, Trent Island, then you will find Punky Radio on there. And it's punk-centric, isn't it, Trent Island? There's all sorts of punk stuff going on.
I think so. We've got our own studio on there, haven't we?
We've got our own radio station on there. Yeah, which is very, very cool indeed. So, there are lots of ways to listen. Or, of course, you could get a cup and a really long bit of string and stick the other cup through the window of either the Punky Treehouse or the Highwayman's Lodge.
Yeah.
And that's a really, really good way to do it.
Best way of doing it, actually.
I was thinking, if we could get a long enough bit of string, we could have a cup from the Punky Treehouse to the Highwayman's Lodge.
That would save you.
And stop all these fucking huge trips we're having to do.
Yeah. That would be
nice.
It's
on horseback. It takes but half a day, but it feels like so much longer.
Yeah.
Have I said this is the Guana Bats? If I haven't done, it is, and they're brilliant. You've got something interesting for us, haven't you?
I have.
But there's a reason you've got it, and that is?
What, the reason I'm reading it out now?
Yeah, rather than what you normally do.
I haven't got any twats this week.
Oh dear.
You're completely dried up.
Oh dear.
People, what are you doing?
Sort it.
Are you trying to tell me there are no twats out there left? I'm sure there are.
I'm
if
sure.
you do have a twat to nominate.
The world is full of twat.
Exactly. Someone's got to know at least one of them. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. It's as simple as that.
ASAP.
It's the bargain. It's sale of the century.
It's another one of those we'd like it by Friday situations, isn't it?
Please, yes.
Get your twats to us
many
by
as
Friday.
You can by Friday.
Yeah, that would be very good.
Before I fly. More of that.
More of that later in the show.
More of that, yeah.
Well, very good.
Okay, but in the meantime, someone on the Podcast Alley comments voted for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And also reviewed us.
Oh!
Because they've got their own little website.
Which well,
like
that's
a,
nice.
A blog. A little website.
Ooh,
how patronising is that? Their own little website.
They've got their own little website.
They've got a blog. And he's reviewing podcasts every week.
Oh,
this
cool.
is from April. So a few weeks late on this. Sorry about that. But it's from Ben. And here he goes. Punky, if you haven't figured it out yet, I'm going through all my absolute favourite podcasts right now.
Very
and
sensible.
It's time for the first weekly podcast. Yes, it's Punky. Hosted by Paulie B and Tony Hearns.
Yeah.
Punky supplies a weekly dose of punk and hilarity in one nice hour-long bundle. They include a review of six bands you've probably never heard of and probably never would have without them. Of course, if punk music is a little too brash for your poor ears, but you like Falmouth humour, then you should still pick up this podcast and just turn down the volume on the music a bit. Paulie and Tony will leave you in stitches.
Oh, we'll just turn down the volume on us.
Yeah, exactly. from the weekly regulars like Is a Twat for you unimaginative types, and Word of the Week, to interviews, to just the random stories from Facebook and life. The better part of the hour is spent with Tony and Paulie.
Hey.
You can definitely tell they enjoy doing their podcast.
We certainly do.
Occasionally, the adverts do get a bit annoying.
Well, that's all right, we're doing something about that.
However, the fact that Paulie and Tony read them live at least makes them more interesting.
Yes, it does,
I think. It's not like they turn up more than 5-10 minutes total throughout the hour, so it's not a huge turn-off.
Exactly.
Although, really, guys, get a few more sponsors so we can have some variety week to week. Yeah, nice. That's all for podcast
we do need
this
to
week.
Work on that.
If you know any more podcasts I should listen to, or if you have any podcasts you want to review, you can contact me in various ways. And his website is bendelano.ca, bendelano.ca.
Cool.
Thank you for that, Ben.
Although there aren't any others worth listening to. So.
Not really, no.
No, not really, not really, not at all.
Not at all,
not,
actually,
not unless
no.
alcohol have done another one.
Probably next week, actually.
Oh, really? And I would like to... I haven't listened yet.
I'm
sorry, but I haven't listened to the Ambercast either. I want a bit of the Ambercast. Is that what it's called? What's it going to be called?
I can't remember what it's called. It's not out yet. Apparently they've done it, but they're waiting for the sound guy to mix it or something.
Oh dear.
So hopefully soon we can hear it. Cool. And we can review it. Can't wait for that. But it looks good.
I'll be able to vote for them at Podcast Alley.
You certainly will.
Right, should we do the next one then?
Let's do the next one.
Let's do the next one. Now, I'll tell you about the next one after I've played it. That'd be most sensible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. Why were you that way? Why were you that way? Why were you that way?
don't know. Why did they do that?
Why were you that way?
Why did they do that?
That was the Lurkers, who we played last week, didn't we?
It's very nearly a false ending, that.
Did very we play last week? Stop. Was it last week or the week before?
Week before.
Week before, yeah. Fabulous new album, Fried Brains. Arturo, you've come up with another legend, mate. It's a brilliant album. We had a listen to it this afternoon, didn't we? It's just really, really good. 14 great tracks.
Loads of great
and
tracks.
And we've already played Come and Reminisce, and we've played Punk Rock Brought Us Together, which is like the punk and country one. And you've now heard Why Were You That Way? And it's just a great album. There's loads more on it that's really, really brilliant as well. They're on Captain Oi. I've got some news, though. I couldn't find their MySpace page, could I?
No.
And thanks to First Wave, who we featured on the show a few times, yeah, they said, we've got the Lurkers in our top friends. Go on their page.
Ah.
So we've now added them, and they will be on the top friends this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Lurkers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/newlurkers.
Oh, good idea. But a bit like the New Seekers, we think.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/thelurkersofficial.
Ah.
So that's probably good, being internet 2, Tony 1. But it works out. And I've got another bit of Captain Oi news, because I'm Captain Oi, which is, I don't think I mentioned this, but Goldblade have got a new album coming out.
Oh, really?
Out in July, called Mutiny. And
nice.
Needless to say, I will be asking. Hey, I'll tell you what.
Hey.
There's a bit of a pirate theme there.
It is.
I will be asking for several copies.
Too right.
So that we can hope
a new album.
Yeah. Because the best of was the last one they brought out.
Yeah.
But this is new material, new album. And Keith from Goldblade, of course, came to watch me do a gig in Liverpool last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And really nice bloke. And John Robb knows a stand-up comic mate of mine called Martin Big Pig. And, of course, we know John as well.
Yeah.
And, I just wish the band all the best. I think they're brilliant.
Great band.
Have you seen them live now?
Yeah. They played in WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Like
fantastic.
A big punk called a brilliant game.
Fantastic band. So anyway, Tony, this is the Hispanic girls again.
Yep, nice.
MySpace.com/Hispanic Stomp for more info of how to download their shit free. But Tony,
yeah,
is there something that you want to tell me about this week?
Actually, I might tell you about GoDaddy, because I had a chance to check them out. You know.
Oh, have you? Because my mind's gone a blank.
Has it?
Yeah.
That's luckily enough, I'm here then. Okay, well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider, and should frankly be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site.
Maybe.
Where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can help there too.
Crikey.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard
SSL certificate. Is it a real shopping cart?
It's not, no. It's a virtual shopping cart.
Oh, is it? So it's not finished?
Not virtually, no. Right. Virtually finished, though.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. And what's an SSL certificate?
SSL.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. And they'll protect your customers' details, frankly.
Will they? Will they protect my customers' details?
Yeah.
What,
with
like
with
pants?
A shield of steel.
Are they like pants?
Pants made of rocks.
I need to have my credentials looked after.
You can also set up a virtual account. No. So you can receive and process credit card
when you say a virtual account, is that one that's not quite finished
merchant
yet?
Account.
Oh, merchant. I thought you said a virtual account.
You're virtual mad.
I am.
But finally, the best news of all.
Yeah.
If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
you can receive a 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's
PUNKY2.
Yeah, and that'll give you 20% off orders of £20 or more.
Wow.
Why is that particularly good?
Is it because the exchange?
So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting
needs. I'll never be able to do that again.
Nice.
I'm easily pleased. Right, next track.
Yes.
Guitar Gangsters.
Okay.
They're on Captain Oi, don't you know?
They are.
And they've got a best of out.
Yes.
And we have played it a couple of tracks of it because they were off their last album.
Yeah.
And the next one that we're playing actually is off their the last album we got sent as well. Because I'm going to be playing track 20, She Gives Me Stereo. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is Guitar Gangster's website?
GuitarGangsters.co.uk.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Book me.
It's Tony 2. No.
Oh, okay.
It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2, and this is She Gives Me Stereo. That sounded better through the cans than it did through your system earlier.
Yeah, it does that. It's a very weird system.
Yes.
The Tony Towers audio system.
It is. It makes something sound good and something sound not so good.
Yeah. It runs it through some kind of strange digital effects loop.
Right.
And makes it into a 5-speaker mix.
I see.
Which, quite frankly, makes it sound like shit.
Yeah. One band that don't need a 5-speaker effects loop is the Chop Tops, who we listen to
they
now.
They don't.
Of course, or as we call them over here in Blighty, the Chop Tops.
Chop Tops.
Now, Tone, can you just say anything for a minute?
Anything. But don't forget, what do you do? MySpace. I have MySpace page. It's myspace.com/punkyradio. If you are on MySpace, don't forget we have a MySpace group that we keep forgetting about, but it is there. I checked it the other day, and there's even been a new thread started on it. So, thank you.
Wow.
For it. I know. I was impressed. It's called Punky Owns, and if you go to our MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio, it is on there on the right-hand side listed under groups. So click it, join in.
Cool.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
That was exactly the time I needed. Now, I just... this came out a while ago now, but it's quarterly, so we're in time.
Good, good.
The Wrench fanzine. Yeah. You know, we talked about Bubblegum Slut last week.
Yeah.
Well, The Wrench is my particular favourite fanzine at present, largely because they've asked me to write a column for it. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, it is, however, it says in front, Art Cars Music Culture. The lovely Zoe produces it. And yeah. In this issue, which is volume 1, issue 5, price £2.50. There's a really good interview with the Kings of Nothing.
Oh, right.
Who we played on the show.
I Smell a Rat, Baby.
Yeah, exactly. And they've got a new album coming out.
Oh, really?
On People Like You. So, hopefully, we might get it sent.
Do we get some of them still?
Well, I think only when we request it. But certainly ask them.
Yeah.
I'll certainly ask them for it, because it would be very nice to get hold of that, because they're a fantastic band. There's also a really good piece on the history of the Ace Cafe.
Right.
Which is also, if I get back to the page, where are we here? The Ace Cafe is also where if you have a scooter, you can depart for the Margate Meltdown, which is Monday the 26th of May.
Oh, nice.
And it's the Ace Cafe, Ace Corner, North Circular Road, Stonebridge, London, NW10, 7UD. They have bands on there. It's just a fantastic place, and it's got a great history. I'm just looking to see whether I know exactly how long it's been going. Hang on. Oh, I don't know. But yeah, there's a really nice piece on that. There's also a really nice bit on cars on Hillman and Humber.
All right.
The reason that is interesting to me is that my dad did once own a Hillman Avenger.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Very, very cool 70s vehicle. These ones go back further. And page 42... is the Punky Radio column, which I will just turn to now. You'll no doubt be pleased to hear, listeners, that in this month's, well, this quarter, this season's nice. Punky Radio column, I have talked about Duke Joint Pimps, Leather Zoo, the Dirty Riffs, and the Johnsons.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. And they've asked me, Zoe has asked me, if I will do a piece on Voodoo Rhythm Records.
Nice.
So we are. So it looks like I'm going to be doing a feature on Voodoo Rhythm Records as well.
Cool.
Because I've got a bit of time in May, basically.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. But I do recommend that you buy this, and I suddenly can't find their MySpace page. I think if you type in The Wrench, they're on our top friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go into our top friends, myspace.com/punkyradio. Look for The Wrench. Also, Zoe sent me a Wrench t-shirt.
Nice.
And I'm going to put it in the super competition thing that I'm planning, which I'm going to do, I've decided, for our about the anniversary show. We can't remember when we started
July.
Exactly, can we? It's July sometime. So basically, the July show is already looking quite good because there's...
Fourth, I think.
Was it?
I think it was
start on American Independence Day?
No, I've gone to
the... Seems a bit unlikely.
I'll check it. I've got all the shows. Even the rubbish ones.
Well, it doesn't matter. It'll be in July sometime.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's going to be half a dozen CDs, three or four t-shirts, pins, I was calling them, badges, stickers, all sorts of things, random stuff that we've had left over the year, and that I'm going to build it, and I promise you, the same as I promise everyone else, that you will get it before the year's out.
Nice.
I've just not been very good at posting things, but you're all lined up nicely.
There'll probably be a big piss up as well for that, I imagine.
Oh, yes. I think we ought to.
Done it every year apart from nothing.
Yeah.
Third birthday.
Well, it's going to coincide with my gigs in Hitchin. So maybe we can come down and have a joint celebration.
That'd be nice.
Or summit, because I've got good acts on that night. I think I've got Jeff Green on that night, isn't
it? Oh, cool. Met him last time, didn't I?
So that would be cool, yeah.
That's fun.
That's all I've got to say right now.
Okay.
Although...
play another song, then.
Yeah, I think we should. And do you know what? I've heard that there's this new EP out by this band El Draco.
All right.
And The Piece of Hate. Would you like to tell me a bit about it?
Okay, yeah, sure. We hit the studio a few weeks ago now. I can't remember, what is it? The other Sunday. And we recorded four tracks. The band's been going about a year and a half. El Draco and the Pieces of Hate. We recorded four songs for an EP, which I think is going to be called Grogstar.
Nice.
I think.
Nice.
Yeah. Recorded Changing the Watch, which was your favourite?
That was, of the four tracks, you know how much I like Yo Ho Ho, full stop. Mm. But I did like that one very much, Changing the Watch.
Yeah.
Which is track two on the EP.
Yeah.
It's very good. And where can people listen to them?
If you go to our MySpace, myspace.com/eldraco, E-L-D-R-A-C-O.
Yes, but Tony, what I'd like to know is, what is Eldraco's MySpace? Quite clearly, that is Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 2. I'm going to be defeated this week.
But the whole EP is on there, so if you store all of it, and hey, if you come see us a gig, we'll probably be selling it or giving it away.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I think it's mostly for like venues and stuff to get us gigs, but you can, anyone who wants a copy, I'm sure we'll get one. Give us a listen.
Right, let's play it, shall we? We're playing track four. Yo ho ho.
Yo ho ho, up the treasure, sail the San Francisco. Yo ho ho, up the treasure, pirate's life for me. Get the treasure in the hold and sail away. We might be dead tomorrow, so live for today. Smell of guts and gunpowder is making me horny. Get some wages up and they can do something gory. We don't even care, we'll plunder everywhere. If you don't think it's fair, then we're hanging from a yard because the captain said so. Yo ho ho, when we're off for treasure, sail the seven seas. Yo ho ho, when we're off for treasure, pirates like for me. Rum, bomb and concertina all the way. We're up for any pirates and we like to play. Water, water everywhere, the banks are shrinking. We don't give a toss because it's grog we're drinking. We don't even care, we'll plunder anywhere. If you don't think it's fair, simple hanging from a yard because the captain says so. Yo ho ho, we're up for treasure to the San Francisco. Yo ho ho, we're up for treasure, pirates like for me. Make our business walk up like a death to all. Happiness is written on a cannonball. Boarding bodies ready, swinging from the rigging. Gonna spill your gears and throw your ship is sinking. We don't even care, we'll blunder anywhere. You don't think it's fair, till we're hanging from a yard, cause the captain said so. Yo ho ho, we're up for treasure to the San Francisco. Yo ho ho, we're up for treasure, pirates like for me. Yo ho ho, and we're up for treasure to the San Francisco. Yo ho ho, and we're up for treasure, pirates like for me. Yo ho ho, and we're up for treasure to the San Francisco. Yo ho ho, and we're up for treasure, pirates like for me. Yo ho, yo ho ho, yo ho, yo ho ho, yo ho, yo ho ho, yo ho, yo ho ho.
That's fantastic. That sounds really, really good. Well done, man. I had reservations about your band when you started doing it, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think you're fantastic. Great live act as well. Great fun.
It's going really well. Yeah, you see lots of gigs coming up and things, and people are generally loving the pirate thing.
Oh, so, mate. Yeah. Just, you would stand up on a bill of as a support for a touring band, I think, basically.
Yeah.
And because you stick out so much from the kind of local band scene, because you've got an identity and all that, and also, it's I always think it's good to be the ugliest band in Christendom, and you've got that going on as well.
Yeah, we are.
MySpace.com/Eldraco. Do find out more about them. Yep. They are a truly great band, and my mate Tony's in them.
Yeah. And if you want us to gig near, you just drop us a mail. I'm sure we can do. We walk for gigs anyway. So.
Yeah, cool. And I have to say as well, Tone, that in the time that I've known you, you've become a well-rounded individual. And if I hung about with you for long enough, I would become a significantly more rounded individual, because you've started cooking really well, man.
Thanks, mate.
That spag bol kind of chili thing you did was fantastic.
Yeah.
So really nice. Yum in my tum.
I'm feeling a bit bloated.
Yeah, I don't think I should have had three plates of it. I think that might have been a bit extensive. Listen, man, I want to tell you about a gig that I'm putting on.
Yeah, man.
Lord Bishop Rocks.
Yeah, he does.
It was supposed to be at Club 85 in Hitchin, but unfortunately I had a disagreement with the management. Basically, I thought they were twats and they didn't.
Oh, right, okay.
Right. So, it's moved venue, and it's now on at Letchworth Arts Centre, where I do my comedy show.
Yeah.
Which means that the numbers are restricted a little in that we can only get about 100, 120 in. But they are supported by Hazel Turnock and the Screaming Cockroaches, which
nice.
Is Hamboy's band. And I might do a set as well.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. But we've also got DJ Matt Math, is a fantastic alternative music DJ in Hitchin. So there's going to be great music.
Excellent.
And it's only a fiver in advance.
Right, okay.
And
cool.
The way you get a ticket is by phoning up Letchworth Arts Centre, 01462 670 788.
Nice.
And if not, you can pay on the door, but it'll be £7.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I would like to stress that I stand to make no money from this gig whatsoever.
Yeah.
Which is unusual for me, because mostly I'm a money-grabbing bastard, but on this occasion, I just wanted to put the show on.
Yeah.
So all I can do is break even on it. I just want... basically, it's part of the Lords 2007/2008 world tour.
And I thought CD off him as well.
And I thought, well, sorry,
I'll try and get one of the CDs off him.
You should be able to. Well, what we want to do is try and get one of the first albums.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what you meant, yeah. Because you got a green ass. Got a green ass. And it's going to be fantastic. And it's on Thursday, the 29th of May.
Yeah.
Which isn't so long away. So buy your ticket now if you can. For those of you outside the area, I do need to stress now, I will not be able to put you up because the Lord is staying.
Is he?
Wow. Yeah, the Lord. I haven't told Felix yet, but the rest of the band staying is. But basically, the Lord is staying, and you might be down as well.
I should be there,
yeah. Because you'll be back from Almania. You'll be back from Deutschland.
I will be, yep.
You'll be back from Germany.
Ah, the homeland.
Who for? Listen to that. I said you'd changed, right? I didn't think you'd changed that much. That is the Lord. I know this is a bit... I'm being a bit brief here, but I haven't got a lot else to say this week because I just want to push that.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Is there anything else that we need to say or do?
No, just I'm going to Germany on Sunday for a week, as just mentioned.
Is that to Dusseldorf?
Dusseldorf?
Dusseldorf.
And Cologne.
Have you had a look to see if there's any bands on while you're
there? I haven't yet. Actually, I should do, shouldn't I?
I should do.
One strange thing is on Facebook, one of my old college friends I found from Facebook this last week, and he's now working in Dusseldorf.
Get in touch with him.
I've seen him in 13 years.
Get in touch with him.
Yeah, I have to message him saying, do you fancy just cool. catching up some sausages and beer?
And do try and see some bands, because like you can act like me, can't you? And actually come back with something. So I've got these CDs. Brilliant.
The last time I saw went to a place called Pretty Vacant.
Right.
Which had an English band on. They were really good.
Right, cool.
But I think I tried sending them a message on MySpace, but they never got back. They're quite aloof. But they
take
were really
some,
good.
Take some punky radio credentials.
Yeah.
And come back with some Deutschland punk rocking.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Deutschland punk rocking.
There's loads of great German bands, so maybe I can.
Yeah, she did me that brilliant CD. Did me that fantastic CD. Yeah, that's it, man. I know. We're a bit brief, aren't we, this week?
That's alright.
We're a bit brief. Makes a change, doesn't it? It does mean that we get the chance to play the title track from Lord Bishop Rock's latest album, Dirty Jams, which is called Jam of Love.
Jam of Love.
Which did confuse me a little, because knowing what the Lord's like, I thought he's been sleeping with a girl on her period again. He's had some Jam of Love.
Sex rock.
It is sex rock of the highest order. And as I say, we played a few tracks off this album. This album is a bit more funky than his last album, which was a bit more rocky.
Yeah.
But the Lord puts on a great live set.
He does. I was looking forward to it.
I
am
looking
forward to it.
That's
going to be a big night,
isn't it?
I didn't realise the Lord was staying at your place.
It's going to be called Big Thursday. I'm calling it Big Thursday.
There's not going to be a Friday of that week. It's going to be
gone. Oh, man. No, because if it's anything like last time, I won't get through the gig without the Lord making me share his Jack Daniels with him while he's on stage. It'll be superb.
That's during the show. God knows what the post show's like.
Well, oh Christ, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Because we left him, didn't we, before?
Yeah.
Oh Lord Bishop.
Oh Lord.
Well, I should think that even though it's a school night, that Hamboy and Always Looking might be persuaded to have a little bit of a party.
Okay. I'm just crossing Friday off the calendar.
I'm just taking Friday out of existence. Thursday is the new Friday.
There you go.
So, yeah, Thursday, May 29th, Lord Bishop Rock's Letchworth Arts Centre to the Arcade. Letchworth, Hertfordshire. Get your ticket now, 01462 670 788, and I've done all that off the top of my head. That means I'm clever. And now it's time for Lord Bishop Rocks to prove why you should come and watch him. The first track from his fabulous album, Dirty Jams. Oh, by the way, Tony, what's his MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LordBishop.
It is. It's Tony for Paulie B, the internet too. I'm going to have to work on this iPod for the beds, because although they sound better, I keep screwing it up. And this is Jam of Love. Jam of Love. It is nice. The Jam of Love. I do need some tights.
Do you?
I think I am a bit poppy on this mic.
Okay.
Although we could just get better equipment.
Got a decent mics and some shields.
Yeah, let's work on actually taking Total Talk Nonsense advice.
Yeah.
And being a slightly better producer.
I think so.
Let's maybe start doing it in maybe 2010.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Because if we took everyone's advice on our show, we wouldn't drink. I'm not having that. Beg pardon.
We don't be drinking tonight, though. We're quite sober. We're just overfed.
I have been overfed. I'm genuinely overfed. Please do vote for us at podcastalley.com. Please do subscribe to us at iTunes. Please do enter the Frenzy of Tongues competition. You've got till Friday. Please do send Tony some twat. You've got till Friday. Please do buy a ticket for Lord Bishop Rocks at Letchworth Arts Centre on Thursday, May the 29th. You've got till Thursday, May the 29th to do that.
Yeah.
Please start to line your stomachs. It's going to be a big one. Yeah. What else can I ask people to please do? Please do buy the wrench.
Yeah.
I didn't say how to buy it. Go to... just get on their MySpace page via ours, myspace.com/punkyradio. Get there and buy the wrench, because basically Zoe does a great job on a budget. And it's a really interesting magazine. It's like it's not like a lot of other... I mean, really, we stand out on it as being unusual, because most of it is on a kind of retro theme, and then there's Crazy Us for a page. But it's really, really good, and you do find out some stuff.
It's good.
And you do. It's infotainment.
Mm.
My favourite word, infotainment. Yeah, we're also short on Word of the Week, and I'm short on Poetry Corners, and I'm short on Comedy Suburbs. You know what I do.
Yep.
Send us stuff. Also, leave us a good comment on our MySpace page.
Please
There's
do.
So much to do.
And don't forget this competition.
We're giving you so much to do. What? I've already mentioned the competition.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, don't forget the competition.
That's up then.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Oh, Poog. Oh, Poog. Well, that's about the size of it.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
It's all right. Yo, ho, ho.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
Pod Riot.